You are listening to The Daily with me, Andrew Muller. Now, it has been, for obvious reasons, a somewhat bewildering and anxious week for the entire world, but nowhere more so than the Baltic states, whose belief that their membership of NATO would protect them from any Ukraine-style shenanigans by Russia will have been shaken by President Donald Trump's apparently equivocal view of the alliance. Nevertheless, exercises in reassurance planned before Trump's arrival in the White House are to proceed, including the deployment of 450 Canadian soldiers to Latvia. I'm joined now by Robert Baines, Corporate Development Officer at the NATO Association of Canada, who joins us from our Toronto bureau. Robert, first of all, to the basics of this Canadian deployment to Latvia. Who is going, when are they going, and for how long are they going?
Hello, Andrew. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much. First of all, I should just explain the NATO Association of Canada. We represent a non-governmental organization in Canada. We're trying to get Canadians to appreciate the value of security, a very important job when you're far away from most of the difficulties that are happening in Europe right now. But we see the problems that are in front of our eastern allies, and that's exactly what Canada is has committed to as a framework nation. So it was decided in the Warsaw Summit in 2016 in July to put together four framework nations. Canada is one of them, so is US, Germany, and of course the United Kingdom as well. All four of these countries are manning battle groups. Ours is going to be in Latvia, i.e. Canada's is going to be in Latvia with 1,000 soldiers. 450 of those are going to be Canadian. The rest are going to be made up of Albanians, Italians, the Poles, Slovenia, and the Spanish as well. The idea is that this is going to be exactly what the operation is termed, reassurance. It's reassurance for our eastern allies, those who are really just a short few minutes of march away from Russia and who need the NATO alliance to stand firmly behind them. This is a message. It's very symbolic and very important for Canada to be involved in.
Last October, I went to Ukraine for Monocle magazine and spent some time with the Canadian soldiers there with Operation Unifier, which is running, I guess, training missions of various sort for Ukrainian soldiers in the west of the country. How will this mission to Latvia compare with that?
Yes, I don't think it'll be that dissimilar. There's going to be necessarily a lot of integration. The Latvian military is only about 12,000 strong. 5,000 of those are regular force. So there's going to be a lot of things that the Canadians, the Albanians, the Polish, the Italians, they're all going to have to really start making sure they're at the same standard, which is one of the main things that NATO's really great at, is interoperability, making sure that people are using all of the same drills, standard operating procedures. That takes a lot of time to build up as a tempo. And this is going to be an operational battle group. That's what Canada's there to do, is to create one of the operational battle groups that they can then hand off in 3 years. So getting these things up and running requires quite a lot of logistics, a lot of communications, many different aspects of getting to know each other's militaries. So that's going to be part of this deal. In the Ukraine, there was a lot of training, and I suspect it's going to be similar in Latvia.
It's early days, obviously, of the Trump administration. Has Canada's government, do you think, yet figured out what that's going to mean for Canada and NATO? Is Canada going to have to play a bigger part? Specifically, is Canada going to have to look at that, what we know is a source of irritation to Trump, that only five NATO countries maintain that 2% of GDP on defense spending, and Canada is very far from being one of them. Canada is, in fact, 23rd out of 28 NATO members.
Yes, this is quite clearly an issue. Our Minister of Defense, upon the inauguration day, was looking very cagey, by my own view, when he was interviewing with our Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. He wasn't quite sure what to expect, and I think Canada has been hanging back a little bit to see how things are going to go, but the Latvian mission is a perfect opportunity for Canada to show it's not just the percentage. And that's one of the things that Canada's been arguing for quite some time. It's not the GDP, which is the whole view. It's much more holistic than that. It's how much do you participate? How many soldiers do you have active? How capable is your military? And these are things that Mr. Trump has not appreciated, certainly. But we are... right in the perfect opportunity to give him an idea of Canada's capability. So it is an issue. The 1%, I think, is on a lot of people's minds. We're in Canada looking at how feasible I think that is. Who knows? There's a defense review which is being undergone at the moment in Canada, and I think that Mr. Trump's comments may have required some tweaking to that report being delivered in a timely manner.
Is this mission, the Latvian deployment in particular, is it registering in general with the Canadian public, and if so, is it popular?
So there are a number of articles that are out every week on this deployment, obviously because it hasn't quite lifted off yet as far as the actual troops on the ground. It hasn't created that much buzz, but certainly from the articles that we read, there is a lot of support. The Latvian community here is fairly small. It's about 20,000, but there is a significant portion of the Canadian population which has roots in Eastern Europe still and appreciates the value of that kind of security and being able to reassure those allies that we have in the East.
Robert Baines from the NATO Association of Canada, thank you for joining us. You're listening to The Daily.